And a good afternoon, Rick Anthony, a Sunday afternoon. Well, you might not be wondering what I'm here. The last week or so, we've been talking with a gentleman named Carter B. Smith, who's done a pretty enterprising thing, actually. He's with the NBC affiliate in San Francisco. And to raise money for the PBS station in San Francisco, they auctioned off tickets to Nome and got quite a group, didn't you?
We sure did. We sure did, Rick. And let's all say hello to Anchorage here, everybody. Hello to Anchorage. Now, we actually were warming them up. Of course, this being radio, your listeners can't see these folks, but many of these folks have not slept since their little feet hit this stage.
Well, you see, I knew this, you see, because the proprietor of the only bar in Nome called me and said, "God, watch out, they're coming down."
We really did it up well, and Nome was so warm to us and so nice. We've had just a great time, Rick.
Okay, how many people did you bring up here?
We brought up 10, and I think we lost. How many did we lose? 3 or 4?
It'll turn up at breakup. No problem at all.
That's right.
And only one's been to Alaska before.
That's right.
And he's been to Sitka. So everybody had a pretty good time. How'd you enjoy it? I mean, you've never been up here before.
No.
Where were you?
Well, I flew over it, but I've never been on the ground here.
Yeah, that takes a couple of days by itself.
It sure does. I found it fabulous. I found the people as interesting as the state, as the natural wonders themselves. They were very, very warm. Nome, as you probably know, is a lot more remote than Anchorage here. You can't drive to it. The only way you can get in there is by air. And they really, of course, the Iditarod was just over. So they had just enough time to catch their breath before we showed up. And then they really pulled out all the stops for us.
Well,
really made us feel warm.
Yeah, Nome's pretty friendly little community. See, at Anchorage, you'll see bumper stickers a lot of times. You're talking about how far away you are from the wilderness, and there's bumper stickers in Anchorage that say, Anchorage, only 30 minutes from Alaska. We're a little metropolitan here.
These folks spent $3,000 and up for this trip, and Alaska Airlines just has extended themselves just tremendously, and I'm not trying to put words in their mouths, but maybe a couple of these folks here would like to talk to you, and you can get their impressions as to why they put out this money to drink all this time and not sleep and ruin their health. Let's put this gentleman on here.
Everybody's
first.
Smiling.
Yeah, oh, they sure are. They've got a smile now.
Yeah, he's been to Alaska before, so I know he's smiling.
This is a former Sitka fellow.
Right. What was your name, sir? I didn't know.
I'm WFA's Withrath Relator, the manager in Pleasant Hill, California, and I live in Clayton. This is some 50 miles east of San Francisco.
Right. And you got in an auction for the PBS station down there and ended up in Nome, Alaska.
Yes, that's great. I would, in fact, I'm trying to get Carter to finish up another trip where we can go in the next few months. I think we should be there in the summertime, too.
You want to come back here?
Oh, sure.
Summertime?
Sure.
You haven't heard about the Alaskan mosquitoes, then?
Well, sure, we've heard about that, but they say they're bigger than any other place in the world.
Yeah, they will. Occasionally you'll see a cow just going off over the horizon, yeah. You know. You liked it, though. You enjoyed it.
Yes, sir.
How much of the sled dog race did you get to see? Was there any of the...
We didn't see any of the sled dogs, but we were fortunate enough to have one of the mushers to come out and take us for a ride, and we thoroughly enjoyed that.
Oh, and, really?
This was very nice, and it's something very unusual. It was interesting to know how many dollars that they have invested in this equipment and to go out and really a sport racing, I guess you would call it.
So you actually got a chance to talk
sure.
to him. And
we talked to 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah, did you hear the story of the Iditarod race, how they got started?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
These people don't remember much of what they heard anymore, but they did get the story.
God, I keep forgetting you were in a bar in Nome, Alaska, you know?
Well, I was picked number one to ride the sled. I was number one always to leave the party. I was number one, but not in fishing, not in a few other items. There was others better, but we really and thoroughly enjoyed it.
We went ice fishing.
Oh, well, that's right. Yeah, I heard you went ice fishing, and we've even got an official Alaskan disease. It's called ice fisher's finger. I'm serious. This was in the AMA. We got ice fisher's finger and musher's knee now.
There's musher's knee and hooker's elbow.
Hooker's elbow.
That's what that's called. That's what that's called. You're moving that up and down.
Up and down.
Of the New England. In fact, I was talking about that last week. That's in the Journal of the New England Medical.
You're right, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
Well, let's just shut up my rap, boy.
I would just like to say one more thing. I'd like to thank Alaskan Airlines and all their people for everything and all the time they spent getting all this put together. It was a nice
Well,
nice
thank
trip,
you. Big really land, big spirit. You know how they say it, right?
And again, we'd like to thank them and thank others that made it a pleasant trip.
Well, we're certainly glad you enjoyed it. Let me talk to somebody else here. Who hasn't
we
been?
Get Martha, come on up here and say hello here. We get somebody else to say
hi. How are you?
Hi.
What was your name?
I'm Martha Kozlowski, and I live in Saratoga, California.
All right. You've never been to Alaska before?
Just as far as Prince Rupert.
All right. I've got to ask you, since how you've never been, I've been waiting for this question. What were your impressions? You know, you're in California, and you're coming to Alaska. You've never been here before. You must have had certain impressions about what the what you thought the state might be like before you got here.
I thought at the Arctic Circle and in Nome, it was exactly as I had envisioned.
Really?
Many, many years ago. Yes.
Mm. All right. Well, that's good. Did you enjoy it?
Yes, thoroughly, and it just lived up to all our expectations.
Great. Did you do any ice fishing?
Yes, and I've caught a fish, and I don't always catch it. I was very excited about that.
Great. Well, that's good. You're going to come back.
I hope so. In fact, I was telling my husband I hope to come back in the summertime.
Oh, yeah, you definitely have to do that. 22 hours of daylight, you know. We need winter, you see. At the end of summer here, we need winter. We need that because we sleep all winter long, say, after partying all summer long.
Is we turned it around on you. We turned it around. We didn't sleep at all.
Oh, I see.
But the Nome people are very gracious and friendly. People would speak to you on the street and say hello.
Great.
It was just delightful.
Great. We're glad you enjoyed it.
I think the community, the sense of community up there in Nome is really strong. Like they have this Follies that they do with the women. They essentially volunteer their time to put these shows on. And that sense of community spirit is really something. And it was almost a whiteout there yesterday and today, too. And to see that and experience that. Of course, many of us don't see snow at all. Being down in the Bay Area, there is no snow. You have to travel a couple hundred miles to get up in the Sierra to see it. So it's a very beautiful experience to do that.
Oh, I'm glad everybody enjoyed it. The weather, that was a real key to it because, well, even this time of year, spring breakup's coming, it can be pretty cold up there. So there was a good weather break, you know, a lot of people to get outside, I would imagine. Is there anybody else we can talk to with this?
Who else? Jerry, you want to say something here? This is the man who can tell you all about the Bay Area, too, as far as that goes.
You're from San Francisco?
Yeah, my wife, Martha, you just talked to her. I'm Jerry Kozlowski.
Oh, okay. Have you ever been here before? No.
Yes, I have.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, I flew here a few years ago on a trip with two other gentlemen in a private plane. And we stopped here in Anchorage and then went up to Fairbanks and out the other end of the state.
Yeah.
And I've also gone to Juneau and did a little fishing there.
Oh, okay. Well, you're an old Chichaco then already.
Yeah. Neat state.
How'd you enjoy it this time?
Oh, really, really liked it.
Did you do any ice fishing?
No, I stood around and kibitzed and watched and directed.
I think I heard about you. Yeah, they're talking about. I think they're talking about you and Noam, you know? The one who gave the name to the hooker's elbow?
Yeah. I'm paying the price.
Yeah, well, this is Sunday. You know, I'm paying a little bit myself this morning, this afternoon. You see how that goes. Well, it was certainly nice talking to you.
Same here.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Come back.
Oh, we will.
Okay. Ralph here is from Detroit. He's, I think, the furthest traveler. And his son invited his dad to come along, and he's had a high old time, too. Although, I guess, Detroit, the weather is really not that different from what you've been facing.
Not too much. It's been kind of an open winter there. We've had some snow and some nice weather, but all in all, it's been kind of an open winter. My wife and I haven't been there too much this winter, but when we're out of town, we read the local paper and see what's going on back home.
Yeah. Oh, your son got this ticket for you at the auction?
Yes. Paul's my sponsor.
Oh, all right.
I'm riding on his coattails this time. He rode on mine for a while.
That's what I was going to say. You know, payback. Yeah. You know how it is.
Right.
You've never been to Alaska before?
Not even been close.
Yeah. Well, the weather wouldn't bother you then because they get some pretty
not
severe winters.
Not at all.
Yeah.
What we saw this morning at Kotzebue, we have probably once or twice a year in Detroit.
Right. Did you get a chance to do any ice fishing, sled
yes,
logging?
Yes, we got three tom cods.
Ooh, those are good eating. I'm tired. You didn't. Did you you fry those up or
no? The Eskimo that drilled the hole in the ice, he got all the fish. And I said, you know, it's amazing. You guys are the strongest union in the world. You have drilled these holes in the ice, and you get people fly 3,000 miles to do your job for you. And he really got a kick out.
He's probably a Teamster. That's a funnier joke up here than it might be in California. It's okay. Well, hey, listen. I sure enjoyed talking to you. Oh, we've got to do something here. Carter B. Smith has the world's, well, we hear from him, the world's largest T-shirt collection. You know how DJs are, right?
They've been known to exaggerate.
Well, you know, seems how we're kind of a country radio station, we got you a little jeans T-shirt with the...
Well, bless your heart. Isn't that a beautiful one? That is a jeans T-shirt, and it says KNC, 1080 AM on the pocket. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Rick. I will send back to you. I didn't bring them because I didn't have room, but I'll send you one of our KNBR license plate T-shirts. We were the first station to take the idea of the personalized license plate and put it on there. And I'll wear your T-shirt on Thursday, December 3rd. I keep a little list in my pocket with,
oh,
a little
my God.
Key, with a little key word as to what shirt I wear on what day, see?
I don't and believe it.
I have two little lists. I have the list, like, let's see, this is the 29th of March. So next Monday, I will be wearing one from Hangtown Jazz Festival, wherever that is. And I have, so I have to keep two lists, the current list of what I'm going to wear tomorrow and then the list of what I'll be wearing
in advance. No, this is amazing. This list here says Wednesday, December 2nd.
That's the one coming up? That's right. This will go on the pile next to that. It'll be Thursday, December 3rd will be when I'll wear your shirt. And I'll give you credit on the air, you know, and the whole thing.
I don't believe it. This guy's got it. I don't even know what underwear I'm going to wear in the morning, and he knows what he's going to wear in December.
Well, I don't worry about underwear too much. I haven't worked on that.
Yeah, I heard about the bus driver was telling me about that.
Well, you've been so kind, really. And it's given us a great feeling. Many of these people have come up here, have never seen a radio station before, and after seeing this pretty one, a brand new one, you have something really to be proud of.
Well, we're working on it. Thank you.
Yeah.
I sure enjoyed it. It's been kind of fun meeting everybody, and I'm sure glad you could come up here. And again, the cause for PBS station in San Francisco, and I guess you raised, what, $15,000?
Generate a lot of bucks.
Yeah.
We went over $1 million for the station this year between different projects and so forth. And it takes a lot of money to run television or radio, as you well know, and... So the Bay Area is the better for it, and these good people with their sense of adventure, I think got their money's worth, although I don't think they're going to remember good gaps of the weekend.
I had the same problem with last night.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, hey, it's been nice talking to you.
And, pleasure.
Carter B. Smith.
Yes.
I'll never forget that. My big chance to hit the big time, and I called him the wrong name. All righty, thank you. This is KANC 1080 Open Country Radio.